Fred Film Radio, Vilnius International Film Festival, Lithuania.
Joining me at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is Oren Gerner, director of Africa, which is a film from Israel and is screening at the Vilnius Film Festival. Oren, welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very glad to speak with you and very flattered. So thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm happy to speak with you too. We're going to be talking about your film, Africa. So very briefly, for the listeners who are not familiar with it yet, and we'll get into it a bit more later, it revolves around a man who is a former engineer and who is kind of slowly but surely coming to terms with aging and just getting older. And as he does so, he's seeking purpose and meaning. But I was reading that the lead actor in your film is actually your father. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, most of the cast in the film, the actors are my family, my parents, my nephews, my brother and sister. So it's kind of a family film, in a way. And many other actors are people from my village. So it's kind of a big community film in the making. Yeah.
So is this a case of fact and fiction, the line between the two of them blurring?
Yeah, that's true. I would say that at the basis of the film and narrative are biographic, and it's based on the family, on the life of my family and the life of my father, but it was also structured in a dramatic way. So I could say this is kind of a mixture, and it's also a question of who you ask. I mean, if you ask me or my father how much is real in our opinion and how much is fiction, I guess we might give you different answers, and that's fine. I mean, everyone sees this film in a different way and the relations to reality.
Sure. But I mean, when you were kind of working on the screenplay for the film, did you have any research planned with your father? Did you do that as well as part of just putting the film together?
That's an interesting question. I mean, it was a very interesting process because, as a part of the pre-production, I came with my cinematographer, Adi, and we did some kind of documentary research. And it's a weird thing to do with your own parents and your own home. I mean, as a part of the screenwriting, I also did some kind of an interview with my parents. I asked them to sit down, and I placed the camera in front of them, and I kind of interviewed them like you interview me. Regarding the topics of the film, I mean, of course I know them very well, but I also ask them many questions that I never really ask them as clearly, and it helped me to understand the universe of the film a bit better. And also, for a while, me and my cinematographer just filmed them in their house and in their work, and so it was kind of a documentary research process that was eventually formed into a narrative structure.
All right, so returning to the title of the film, what does Africa represent in this movie?
So, first of all, I didn't plan to call the film this way. I mean, it had a different name. And actually, while I was writing the film, my parents actually went traveling to Africa, and then they came back, and as part of the tradition, my father told me to come and see all the things they filmed there, like few hours, and I was like, okay, again, let's see. And I just saw the materials out of politeness, and then I actually saw some very beautiful images there, and it felt like it could be some kind of way it could be a part of the film. I didn't know how, but slowly I realized like that there is a very strong contrast between the life in our village, which is very relaxed and civilized, and then I saw their travelings to Africa, and it felt like there is like something else, you know, that they are experiencing there, and a different level of lifeness, I would say, or of livelihood. And it felt like for this character, for my father, it was like, even though he's getting older, there is always some kind of strong element of life in him, that in some way Africa and his traveling represented. And I felt that this name is referring to this kind of energy, to this life energy, to this wild energy that he holds always, and trying to struggle to keep alive always. So this was my idea. And also there are, I combined some documentary footage that my parents took in Africa to the film. So it's also part of the film eventually.
You know, when we think about this concept of, you know, exploring the life of a man, coming to terms with his aging, is that something that you also think about personally?
I'm not sure. Maybe subconsciously, but for me, it was mostly, I was interested to tell a story about, I mean, you know, when I ask myself why I did this film, like there are some conscious answers and I guess some non-conscious that I try to discover. And for me, it's a way of communication, I guess, with my parents and with my father. Like to do this film is like also a way of speaking to them and understanding them and allowing them to understand me maybe. And I know I wanted to make a film about my parents, about my father, and this drama of getting older and the meanings of it. And I guess that I did it because this, what I saw in my life and in my encounter with them. So I'm sure it's a part of what I've, you know, what I have in mind also, but it's mostly because of what I see that's going in their life and my wish to document that and to explore that through their experience.
So we talked about how your film deals with the topic of aging, but do you think it's important here that in this film, this particular topic is tackled or explored from a masculine perspective?
I mean, I guess that this is this. The perspective, I mean, it's, and I also keep that in mind. And when I speak about the film, I mean, it's this process of getting older through, I would say a young adult, that starts to think about these topics, but, and the young men. So this is my perspective. And I guess that if my father had to do the same film about the same topic, he would do something completely different. And if my mother would try to do this kind of film through her perspective, through a woman perspective, it would be completely different. So of course, I guess I can only represent my point of view on this process.
Yeah, but even the fact that the lead character of the film is a man, I felt was significant because he finds himself just going from being in charge of certain situations to not being in charge of certain situations. And that, I guess, is something that if you're used to being in that position can be particularly difficult within a changing world too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, specifically regarding my father, he, in his own life, he was also very used to be in positions of being in charge and in control in his work and in his in the army service. So in many different places in his life, he was in control. And now life is kind of taking control away and he really needs to readapt to that reality.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you, just getting back to your father, because it is quite intriguing, the casting process, but what was it like working with him? What was his response to your idea of him, of casting him in the lead role? And had you perhaps worked with him before in previous projects?
Yeah, so it was challenging in some ways. I mean, because everything is very, you know, it's kind of sensitive, the fact that everything you say about the character is also about him in a way. And I really needed to figure out how to do it in the right way. And the same thing with my father, my mother as well. But I was very surprised in a good way that he was super professional all the way. Like he acted like a real, like a very devoted and professional actor. And most of the parts, like it was very easy to work, and he always like tried also to do even more than I asked. But there were some points, you know, that I once again felt like, you know, the little kid, you know, because if for instance, you know, I asked him to do something in the carpentry, like part of the film is his work with wood in his carpentry, and I asked him to work in a certain way with the wood, and he said it's not professional if I hold the wood this way, I need to hold it different way. And so we could argue about something, and then he was like, I was feeling like the dynamics of, you know, being a boy with his father that tells him he's doing something right or wrong. And so it suddenly brings you back to that. So in certain points it was a bit difficult, but most of the time it was very very professional the way he you know, he acted. And it was also a weird thing for me because, you know, we did it on their house where I grew up. So it's the place where, you know, as a boy, as their kid, you know, that's where they told me, oh, you did this and that, go to your room, you know. And now I'm telling them what to do, like do this, do that. It's just a weird switch, you know, to be in this position. So it was very weird and unique and special kind of experience.
Was it at the same time also helpful? Because I also read that, and correct me if I'm wrong, this was your first feature.
Yeah. It was, I did several short films before. It was my first feature. And it was very helpful, you know, to have your main cast, you know, people that are really devoted and believe in your work. So if someone hears me now and thinking about casting his parents, it might be a nice idea, you know.
Yeah, and you also got the location sorted out, right?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I'm laughing, but it was a real thing I had in mind, because I decided that I don't want to wait. I don't know. In Israel, it takes a while to get sponsored, like to have money from the national funds. So I knew it might take few years just to get the fundings. And I really didn't want to wait so long because I wanted to make the film. So I thought, like, when I thought of the first feature, I asked myself, what thing do I want to film, and also what film I know I could film, and I mean practically. And I knew that if I'm going to work with my parents in their house, like in the practical aspect, it would be very helpful to make that in a small budget. And we did the film without external budget at all until we had the first editing, and then it was easier to get the fundings because we already had the thing. So it was also a practical kind of thing we had in mind.
So we talked about the theme of aging, but another word that you mentioned earlier was the word communication. And I do feel like communication is an important part of the film, especially between generations. Do you feel that there is a difficulty for different generations to communicate with each other?
Sure. I think that I'm a little bit older than the young generation now, like the teenagers today. But in the film, like Meir, the main character, he has some conflict with the young generation, like today's teenager. And it has like the reasons of like the narrative kind of reason, like the same thing we have in our own village, that there is the older generation that's now getting a little bit off their normal kind of responsibilities regarding the village ceremonies and so on, and the young generation kind of slowly takes their place. And it creates tensions sometimes. I felt this in my village as well, even these days. But there is also, of course, the global international, like, universal kind of, change, you know, with the progress, like technological progress. And I think young people today, like, they're evolving. I mean, in the way, like, communication wise, like, it's evolving so fast and so dynamic. And, the technology is bringing them so many, different ideas. And it's true that the older generation is a part of it as well in some way, but still I feel today the gap between these generations is even bigger than before because of that technological and the social network and everything. It's kind of strengthening this gap of communication.
And where do you think cinema stands in these times of change?
That's a good question. It feels, I don't know, like there, of course, I feel, and I, some of my friends are kind of, you know, saying like the cinema days are, you know, are numbered, you know, but I feel that it's just, it's not gonna, like the streaming and the, and all the, you know, the iPhone, watching habits and so on. I don't feel it's going to replace it. It's just something that's added, you know, it's like television did not replace theater and cinema did not replace and so on. Like, I feel it's something that is going to be changed, but I still feel cinema has its own place. And it just means that, we as in like filmmakers, we should take this in consideration and understand that many of the watching habits are changed, and it would be a good idea to have that on mind when we create our films and understand who are we creating for, like, and understand if we want to approach younger generations, but we need to understand that it's very different. The what kind of media they're absorbing and what kind of and where do they observe them? And I think it will help us to be more relevant and better filmmakers as we progress as well.
Oren, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
That was my pleasure, and thanks a lot. I really hope you will watch the film and let me know what you think.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.